This is a demonstration of processing to increase the certainty of somebody who is exteriorized. It's rather routine processing I'm handing out here. And we have a number of processes which are in your data sheet for the advanced course, which I'm going to use. All right. Have you been exteriorized?
Yes.
How long have you been exteriorized?
Since I've been here, I've been exteriorized with certainty.
Good. What's your main problem with exteriorization?
The inability to move where I want to move to and to see what I want to see.
Mm-hmm. Seeing is selective, moving is selective?
Yes.
Do you start to move to one place and move to another place?
Well, no, I'm not aware that I have moved to a place until I'm already there.
Oh, that's very difficult. No. Well, scalpel, scissors, sutures. Let's see what we can do here. All right, find three places in your body.
All right.
Find three things you're not nervous about at the present moment.
I'm not nervous about that clock back there. Not nervous about this curtain. I'm not nervous about the chair.
Good. Let's find three things the audience isn't going to do to you in the next minute.
The audience isn't going to gobble me up.
You sure of that?
Yes, I'm
right.
Sure.
Good.
They're not going to destroy me, and they're not going to create me.
Good. Give me some things now they're really not going to do to you.
They're not going to destroy me. They're not going to create me.
Uh-huh. What aren't they going to do to your body?
They won't dissect it. They won't put it together. And they won't have it stand up.
Good. Now give me some people who are not here at this moment.
My wife isn't here.
Good. Who else?
My friend Manny isn't here. Another friend, Howard, isn't here.
Okay, let's find somebody else who isn't here.
My mother and father aren't here.
Mm-hmm.
My older sister isn't here, and my younger sister isn't here.
Well, good. Now, give me three audiences who are not watching this at this moment.
Well, there's an audience at Radio City Music Hall that isn't watching.
Good.
There's an audience at a downtown movie that isn't watching.
Good.
And the audience at the last Congress isn't watching.
Well, good. Good. How do you feel now?
All right.
Of course, you didn't feel bad to begin with. All right, let's find three places in your body. Three places in the room.
Yes.
Three places in the body.
Yes.
Three places in the room.
Yes.
Three places in the body.
Yes.
Three places in the room.
Yes.
Three places in the body.
Yes.
Three places in the room.
Yes.
Three places in the body.
Yes.
Three places in the room.
Yes.
Three places outside the building.
Yes.
Three places inside the building.
Yes.
Three places outside the building.
Yes.
How are you doing that?
I'm locating them outside.
You're spotting them, or how
are yes. you Yes, I'm getting actual spots.
Good, good. Well, now, are you spotting them from inside the body, or what?
No, I'm very close to the spots that I'm spotting.
Oh, you move in close to them when you spot them?
Yes.
Oh, is that so? Okay. Let's see if we can do something about this now. Let's locate a spot way above Phoenix.
Yes.
All right. Now let's mark up Phoenix as a vacuum and have it pull you down to it.
Yes.
What happened when you did that?
It pulled me down.
All right, now let's have that spot you located previously up above Phoenix become a vacuum and pull you up there.
Yes.
Now let's have Phoenix become a vacuum and pull you down.
Yes.
Lay spot above Phoenix and have it pull you up.
Yes.
Let's spot Phoenix and have it pull you down.
Yes.
Spot above and have it pull you up.
Yes.
All right, let's find some things that would be safe for you to look at here. Really safe for you to look at.
Be safe for me to look at the tops of some buildings.
Okay, which building?
The ones I'm looking at.
Okay. It'd be real safe for you to look at those?
Yes.
All right, let's find some other things that would be safe for you to look at.
A street.
All right, now let's find some things that would be safe for you to hear.
The sound of a car.
Can you hear it?
I did hear it.
All right, something else that would be safe to hear.
The sound of a bumper hitting another bumper on a car.
Okay. Something else that would be safe for you to hear.
Well, it would be safe for me to hear anything.
Anything? How about the disintegration of your own body? Would it be safe for you to hear that?
Yes.
Would be?
Yes.
You sure of that?
Yes.
Well, fine. Fine. Let's be near Earth.
Mm-hmm.
Near the sun.
Yes.
Near the moon.
Yes.
Earth.
Yes.
Sun.
I can't get as close to the sun as I'd like to.
Well, that's all right. Be near it.
All right.
Moon.
Yes.
Okay, now there on the moon, let's find a rock or something of the sort there. Can you find that?
Find a little, like a mound.
Got that?
Yeah.
All right, move into the middle of it.
Yes.
Be outside of it. Be inside it.
Yes.
Be outside of it.
Yes.
Find the center of the moon. Have a little difficulty there?
I have a place that I believe to be the center.
You believe it to be the center?
Yeah.
Well, just designate it center. Hang a sign on it or something.
All right.
Good. All right, let's be there.
All right.
Let's be outside the moon.
Yes.
Center of the moon.
Yes.
Outside the moon.
Yes.
Center of the moon.
Yes.
Outside the moon.
Yes.
Center of the moon.
Yes.
Outside the moon.
Yes.
Center of the moon.
Funny.
What's the matter?
Well, I have an idea that I can't move this fast, but I am.
Well, for heaven's sakes. All right, be outside the moon.
Yes. No.
Center of the moon.
Yes.
Outside it.
Yes.
Center of it.
Yes.
Outside Earth now.
Yes.
Center of Earth.
I'll call it the center.
Oh, you have a little difficulty being exact about this, huh?
Yeah.
Walk up a crew of surveyors and have them establish this fact for you.
All right.
Be in the center of Earth.
Okay.
Okay. Now mark yourself up with one penalty because it's 1 millimeter off center.
All right.
The outside of Earth.
Yeah.
Center of Earth.
Mm-hmm.
Outside of Earth.
Yeah.
Okay, now while you're outside of Earth, mark up 8 golden balls and put them in on yourself.
Mm-hmm.
8 more. What's the matter?
Nothing, I'm doing it.
Okay. You're doing it many times?
Yes.
Oh, I see. All right. Just do it a lot more times.
Okay.
Okay, now put 8 golden balls around your body and push them in on the body.
Yes.
8 more, and 8 more, and 8 more, and 8 more.
Mm-hmm.
Getting that real good?
Mm-hmm.
Make your body feel better?
Yes.
A few
Makes
more.
It feel heavier. Heavier.
Good. Now mock up your body flip-flopping. Flip-flopping, falling dead and wasting away to nothing. Do that several times.
I've done it twice.
Do it some more.
Mm-hmm.
Feel a little better now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now let's be outside Earth.
All right.
Outside the moon.
Yeah.
Outside the sun.
Mm-hmm.
Be in the center of the sun.
Mm-hmm.
Outside the sun.
Mm-hmm.
Center of the sun.
Yeah.
Outside the sun.
Yeah.
Center of the sun.
Yes.
Outside the sun.
Yes.
Center of the sun.
Yes.
Outside the sun.
Yes.
Center of Earth.
Yes.
Outside Earth.
Yes.
Center of the moon.
Yes.
Outside the moon.
Yes.
Center of the sun.
Yes.
Outside the sun.
Yes.
Center of Earth.
Yes.
Center moon.
Yes.
Center of the sun.
Yes.
Center of Earth.
Yes.
Center of the moon.
Yes.
Center of the sun.
Yes.
Center of Earth.
Yes.
Center of moon.
Yes.
Center of the sun.
Yes.
Center of the moon.
Yes.
Center of the sun.
Yes.
Okay, what you doing there each time?
Going into the center of the sun and the moon.
You still looking real hard to make sure it's the center?
No.
No, all right. Let's put up 8 anchor points and drag them in on yourself while you're there in the center of the sun.
All right.
8 more.
Mm-hmm.
Lots more, 8 more.
Okay.
Okay. Got that now?
Mm-hmm.
Be outside the sun.
All right.
All right. Now, as you're outside the sun there, move down toward the surface of the sun.
Yes.
All right, move back up away from the center of the sun.
Yes.
Now, just let go all holes and see whether or not you fall.
No, I can stay there.
But do you have to make yourself stay there, or is there a tendency to fall?
No, I move a little bit, not much.
And what would be making you move a little bit?
I don't know.
What would be safe for you to do right here, where you are there?
Would it be safe for me to go into the center of the sun, or would it be safe for me to pull away from?
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you got?
Well, the sun seems to have something to do with this.
Oh, it does, huh? Mm-hmm. Well, amazing. All right. Now, just determine the sun is going to exert its full force on you.
Yeah.
Now, what do you do?
It pulls me into it.
Well, gravity, what do we know? Pull you right on into it? Or do you stop yourself from going on into it? What do you do?
Either way, if I don't stop myself, it pulls me in.
Well, just stop stopping yourself.
All right.
Let yourself go right on in.
Okay.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now mock yourself up, splattered all over the surface and real dead. Isn't that hard to do?
Well, I just postulated myself broken up into a lot of little particles.
Mm-hmm. That bad?
Oh, I don't mind it.
Yeah. Now, let's be up above the sun again.
Yeah.
And let's let go all holes and stop stopping yourself and see what happens.
Pretty sudden that way.
What happened? You go in quick?
Yeah.
Is that so?
Mm-hmm.
Well, mock up something that would be real heady that would be acted upon this way by the sun. Be outside the sun again.
Mm-hmm.
And get something real heavy there that would really go into the sun like mad if the sun exerted its gravity.
I have a little small planet of some kind.
Guys, you got it there?
Yeah.
Does it go on in?
Yeah.
That's good. Put it there again and let it go into the sun.
Yeah, I can do it rapidly.
All right. How about doing it in reverse now? Having the planet on the sun and have it unfall out into space.
Yeah.
Do that a lot of times.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now mock yourself up unfalling off the surface.
Yeah.
Okay. Now let's, whatever you got there, just throw it away. Let's be in the spot where you had your last severe fall. Find one?
No.
What's that, kind of lose you?
No.
What happens? Where do you go?
Well, for some reason or other, the sun seems to figure in it.
Oh, really? Is it this sun?
It's pretty big. I don't know.
Is it Earth's sun or another sun?
I'm not sure about that.
All right. Point out Earth.
Yes.
Did you do that easily?
I had to look for it.
Did you find it?
I believe so.
All right. If you're not near Earth's sun, let's point out Earth's sun.
I'm a little confused on that now.
All right, be outside Earth, son.
Yeah?
You do that? Be where you were a moment ago.
Yeah?
Be outside Earth, son.
Mm-hmm.
Be where you were a moment ago.
Well, I can see two suns.
Is that so?
Yeah.
Well, duplicate them a few times. When in doubt, duplicate them. Duplicate them a few times.
Uh-huh.
You do that?
All right, I duplicated one. Now I'm duplicating the other.
All right. What are you doing with the duplicates? Are they still there?
Yes.
All right, pull them in on yourself for mass.
All right.
All right, do it a few more times. More mass. Duplicate, pull them in on yourself.
Yeah.
That make you feel better?
I lost them.
You lost them?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean they went away?
Yeah.
Well, for heaven's sakes. Of course, that had nothing to do with what I was doing. Now, you be outside of the sun, huh? Be in the center of it.
Yeah.
Be outside of it.
Yeah.
Spot Earth. You find it?
Yes.
You got it?
Yeah.
Sure that's Earth?
It's mighty small.
Well, is it Earth? Be outside of what you're looking at. Get near it. Is it?
Yes.
Is it Earth?
Yes, that's Earth.
All right, now be near the sun.
Yes.
All right, now let's spot it. Spot that Earth again from where you are.
Yeah.
Is that Earth?
Yeah.
Are you certain now?
It's the same place it was before, yeah.
All right, well, that's Earth. Now, what are you outside of?
The sun.
Yeah, all right. You know what sun it is, huh?
It's the... yeah.
All right, now spot the moon. Can you do that?
I think I have it, yeah.
We'll be outside the moon, just near the moon.
Yeah.
Now, is that the moon?
Yeah, this is a moon.
All right. Where's Earth?
It's in front of me.
Okay. All right. Now, be near the sun.
Yeah.
Spot the Earth and moon.
Yeah.
Can you do that easily now?
Yeah.
Oh, you know where you are now, huh?
Yeah.
Well, fine. 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 Now, just let go all holes and see whether or not you fall on the sun.
It seems to pull me in.
Still pulls you in, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now let's mark up something very precious for you to hold on to so the sun can act on it.
So the sun can act on it?
Yeah, pull it in.
Precious?
You got a hold of something the sun's acting on?
Not that I know of.
All right, let's mark up something that you're holding on to. Just mark up something to hold on to so that it has mass that the sun will pull in on it.
All right, a big planet or something.
Now, you go in real good?
Yeah, I can.
Why don't you?
I mean, I can stay out if I want to.
Well, why don't you have the sun act on this mock-up and pull it in?
All right.
I'll be outside again. Just skip that mock-up.
Yeah.
Now, darn it, you check yourself over and see what mass you've got around you. What mass are you packing in which pocket?
Oh, this is real clever. It's a transparent...
yeah?
It's a transparent thing of some sort.
Oh?
I can see it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That yours?
Well, it's I'm the closest one to it.
Do you pack that around most of the time?
Not to my knowledge.
Well, now be near the moon. You still got it?
No.
Oh, it is near the sun.
Well, it's either there or I put it there when I get to the sun.
Now, mark up one for yourself there at the moon.
Yeah?
All right, be near Earth.
Yeah?
Mark up one for yourself near Earth.
Yeah?
Got that real good?
Yeah.
Okay, you got one in each place?
Yeah.
All right, now you, just all by yourself, move over near Mars. Find Mars?
I found a planet, but I don't know if it's Mars. I know it isn't the sun, moon, or Earth.
You got a planet there, huh?
Part of one. I can see the bottom of it.
You can see the bottom of it.
Yeah.
All right. Are you near it?
Yeah, I'm pretty close.
Well, tell me, just by looking at it, do you move closer to it?
No.
Oh, you've stopped doing that.
Yeah.
Well, all right. I'm getting someplace now. Now, is this Mars or isn't it? Take a look at it from various angles. Be in various positions and look at it. You know what Mars looks like.
It appears yellowish. That's the only thing I can see.
It looks yellowish. Well, why don't you move down close to its surface and take a real close look? Does it have any polar caps? What's it have? Have any polar caps?
I can't see any.
Can't see any. What are you looking at there? What planet are you looking at?
I don't know.
You don't know? Is it in this solar system?
Yes.
You locate that for sure. How close is it to the sun?
It's pretty far from the sun.
Pretty far, huh? Mm-hmm. How big is the sun from where it is?
Fairly small.
Uh-huh. Hey, how about moving just about half that distance in toward the sun, huh?
Toward the sun, all right.
Mm-hmm. Now look around, see if you can find a planet there. Any place at that distance from the sun. Let's just scout that orbit until we locate Mars.
Seem to be more than one in there.
What do you got, the asteroid belt?
Something. Ran into a whole bunch of bodies.
Oh, you did, huh? Well, let's look them over. How big are they?
Well, they don't seem so big in relation to the sun.
All right. Now, let's take another look around there. Are there lots of these things?
Seem to be lots of them, yeah.
Real whole lot of them, huh?
Well, a good dozen of them.
A dozen of them.
In fact, there's many dozens of them.
Many dozens of them.
Yeah.
How about sitting down on one?
Ah, they're quite small.
Oh, they are, huh?
Yeah.
What are they made out of?
I don't know. It's harder than rock.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay, where's Earth?
Yeah, I have it.
You got it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you see how far Earth is from the sun?
Yeah.
Well, Mars is just a little bit further than that from the sun. Now, let's spot a planet that's on an orbit just a little bit further out. Do that easily?
Yeah, I'm straightened out on that now.
You got Mars?
That's the one I was at before.
Is that so?
Yeah, but I got confused with the space.
Oh. All right. Now, let's just be in the center of Mars, huh?
Okay.
Outside of Mars.
Yeah.
Center of Mars.
Yeah.
Outside of Mars.
Yes.
Center of Mars.
I don't have too much certainty on being in the center of it because I can't see any much of it.
Oh, I see. We'll be outside of it. What is Mars here? Clued on you a little bit?
Well, I can see just a part of it.
And the rest of it's occluded.
Yeah.
Something wrong with this planet, huh?
Well...
Is there anything wrong with it?
Not with the planet, no.
Well, why don't you be well outside of Mars now?
Yeah.
Mark it up and blow it up.
When I get further away from it, it appears green.
Oh, well, mark it up and blow it up.
All right.
Do it again.
Yes.
Do it again.
Yes.
Put 8 Marses around you and pull them in on yourself.
Yes.
8 more. 8 more and 8 more and 8 more. Doing that real good?
Yes.
You see Mars better now?
Mm-hmm.
You see it much better?
Well, it's bigger.
Good. Let's mark up yourself dead because you went near Mars. Do that many times. Is that real easy to do?
Mm-hmm.
Real easy, huh?
Well, I mock up myself going past Mars and becoming dead because I did it.
Mm-hmm. All right, now mock up Mars pulling you into it.
Mm-hmm.
Do it again.
Yeah?
You get a lot of mock-ups of yourself now being pulled right on into Mars.
Mm-hmm.
Is that really easy to do?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, what do you got about Mars now? Anything?
Yeah.
What do you got?
I got it.
What do you got?
Snow.
Snow?
It's ice or snow or something like that.
Good. Good. Let's just be on the surface and inspect all this.
Mm-hmm.
Is that pretty easy?
It's... looks crystalline. It's not the smooth lines that you'd get on Earth.
Uh-huh. Well, okay. Be at the North Pole of Mars.
I'm just lucky to be here.
Be at the North Pole. That's scary?
I don't have any certainty on it.
Well, mark up a compass and mark up the needle going in a certain direction and then say that's the North Pole.
Okay.
Got it?
Yeah.
Is there an electro active display going on any place up to the north or the south or the east or the west of you any place?
I see something.
What? Electric display of some sort?
Well, it's an antenna. Like thing with a pyramidal base.
Oh, is that so?
And there's some kind of a like a circular spark arcing out of this.
Uh-huh.
The tip of it.
Uh-huh. All right. Now mock yourself up near that and have yourself be pulled into it. Just mock in, mock up. Is that real easy there?
Well, I'm not too happy about going into it.
Well, I didn't ask you to. I said just mock up a mock-up and have it go into it. Duplicated a lot of times now.
Mm-hmm.
Get duplicates of it sitting around all over the place. How's that?
All right.
All right, pull the duplicates into you now for mass.
Okay.
How's that? Makes you feel better?
Yeah.
All right, you be near it now.
Yeah?
All right, be on the point of the arc.
Well, I'm right in the center of it.
Is it uncomfortable?
It's an awful lot of energy.
Awful lot of energy, huh?
Yeah.
Well, just let her fly there. Can you change your mind about it so you got a sort of a wee feeling on it?
Yeah.
Now how is it?
Well, if I just let go and don't fight the thing, it mixes me all up.
Well, just let go and let it mix you up, then. How are you now?
I don't know.
You don't know? Well, the outside of that arc.
Yeah.
Are you all mixed up?
No.
All right. Go near the moon, find a meteorite. Find a meteorite around there someplace?
Mm-hmm. Small one.
Good. Is it traveling?
Yes.
All right. Get in front of it.
Yeah.
You right in front of it?
Yeah.
All right. Now, brace it so it won't hit you.
Yeah.
Now, just pass right on through it. Give out the tail.
Mm-hmm.
Let's be in front of it again.
All right.
You know how horrible it would be to be hit by this thing.
Yeah.
Get hit by it.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be behind it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, be in that spark on Mars.
Mm-hmm.
Let it go right through you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have to fight it now?
No.
Does it mix you up?
No.
Well, all right, be outside of it.
Yeah.
Be inside of it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, get the smell of it. Got the smell of it?
Well, you could call it a smell, but I couldn't compare it to anything.
All right, ozone-esque or something in the side. Be outside of it, that arc now.
Mm-hmm.
Be inside of it.
Mm-hmm.
Outside of it.
Mm-hmm.
Inside of it.
Yeah.
I get how terrible it would be to be caught by this.
Yeah.
Decide to be caught by it.
Yeah.
Decide not to be caught by it.
Yeah.
Decide to be caught by it.
Yeah.
Decide not to be caught by it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's be in the center of the base.
Yeah.
Be outside the base.
Mm-hmm.
Inside the base.
Mm-hmm.
Outside the base.
Mm-hmm.
Inside the base.
Yeah.
Let's be a few hundred feet above this thing and look over this installation.
Yeah.
Mock up a dollar bill.
Yeah.
Any similarity between the pyramid on the dollar bill and what you're looking at?
Well, a similarity in shape, but it's not made out of the same thing.
No, it's obviously not made out of the same thing, but would you say there was some similarity here in symbol?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wonder how that ever happened.
people think they invented things.
All right. Now, let's just take a scoot along the surface of Mars and take a look at what else we can find.
Looks kind of desolate.
Kind of deserted?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Dangerous, though, isn't it?
Well, it's highly charged.
Well, there's an electrical field here of some sort.
There seems to be one all over the place.
No kidding. Why don't you move down to the surface of it and then move up off of it again? Move, you know. Move through that electrical field to the surface.
Mm-hmm.
Now out into the space.
Mm-hmm.
Now down to the surface.
Mm-hmm.
Out into space.
Mm-hmm.
Down to the surface.
Yeah.
Out into space.
Mm-hmm.
Now how do you feel?
All right.
Feel better about this electrical field?
Yeah.
Does the Mars appear as dangerous as it did?
Well, it's pretty foreboding.
Mm-hmm. Well, I tell you. Now, just go to the spot you would report to if your body died. How's that seem to you? What'd you do?
Oh, I picked up a couple of things.
All right. Where are you located there now?
I'm looking into the face of something.
Mm-hmm. What is it, sir?
Well, it's a cinch they're not going to take my picture.
Well, duplicate it several times. Push the duplicates into yourself for mass.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's be near Earth.
Mm-hmm.
Be at that place.
Yeah.
Earth.
Mm-hmm.
That place.
Mm-hmm.
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 Earth.
Yeah.
That place.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's look around here a little bit more. What do you find out?
Well, I see this apparatus, and I can't see them too well, but it seems to be two beings
mm-hmm.
around there.
Is that so?
One on each side of it.
Well, be behind one of them.
Yeah.
Be behind the other one.
Mm-hmm.
Be behind the first one.
Mm-hmm.
Be behind the second one.
Yeah.
Be behind the first one.
Yeah.
Duplicate it. You do that a lot of times?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now take a look at them. Throw the duplicates away. Are they alive or mechanical or what?
They seem to be alive.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
What are they doing?
They're aiming this thing at something or...
Well, get in front of it where they're aiming it at.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what are they aiming it at?
Me.
At you?
Yeah.
Is that so? Well, let's get on the other side of it and get back of it and... sort of give them a little advice on how to aim it better.
Well, they're doing all right.
They're doing okay.
Yeah.
All right, let's be in front of it again, just so you won't disappoint them.
Yeah.
I'll be in back of the apparatus.
It's bigger than it was.
Uh-huh. Be in front of it.
Mm-hmm.
Back of it.
Mm-hmm.
Front of it.
Yeah.
Back of it.
Mm-hmm.
Duplicate it.
That It's a huge machine. I thought it was small at first.
Let's duplicate it a lot of times. Duplicating it a lot of times?
Yes.
Well, pull it into yourself for mass now, what you got there.
Mm-hmm.
How's that?
Okay.
Make you feel a little better?
Mm-hmm.
Do you get smaller?
Not much smaller.
Well, make it get huge. Have this machine get 80 billion times as big as you had it there. Just get it all over the firmament. It'd be huge. That would be tiny.
Mm-hmm.
That would be huge.
Mm-hmm.
Have it be tiny.
Mm-hmm.
Have it be huge.
Yeah.
Have it be tiny.
Mm-hmm.
Have it be huge.
Yeah.
Have it be tiny.
Mm-hmm.
Have these beings be huge.
Mm-hmm.
Be tiny.
Mm-hmm.
Be huge.
Mm-hmm.
Be tiny.
Mm-hmm.
Be big.
Yeah.
Be small.
Mm-hmm.
Now be any size you want to be and get around in front of this thing again.
Yeah.
Now what do you think?
Oh, now it looks like a hand pistol of some sort or a...
Mm-hmm. Is it as formidable as it was?
No.
Well, well. Now, let's be behind one of these beings.
Mm-hmm.
Let's be behind the other one.
Mm-hmm.
Be behind the first one.
Yeah.
In front of the machine.
Yeah.
Now, let's be way above Mars.
Yeah.
Duplicate it and blow it up.
Yeah.
Knock up 8 anchor points and pull them into yourself.
Mm-hmm.
8 more?
I'm doing it fast.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about this callback now? This area of report to?
They're not so harmful.
They're not so harmful?
No.
Are they good fellows?
They might be good fellows to each other, but... I don't think they care too much for me.
Well, you don't, huh?
Mm-mm.
What's the matter? You too free?
There's control of some sort there. I mean,
how dangerous is it to you?
Oh, it's not dangerous. I mean, not now it isn't.
Well, all right. Let's be at your entrance point to the messed universe.
I get is sand.
All right. Now be near Earth.
Mm-hmm.
Be at that place?
Yeah.
Earth.
No, I'm confused now. I thought it was Earth.
You thought it was?
Mm-hmm.
Well, be over Phoenix.
Yeah.
Be in that sandy place.
Yeah.
Phoenix.
Yeah.
Sandy place.
Mm-hmm.
Phoenix.
Mm-hmm.
Sandy place.
Mm-hmm.
Phoenix.
Mm-hmm.
Sandy place.
Yeah.
Let's orient this sandy place. Where is it?
It isn't on Earth.
Well, be near Earth.
Yeah.
Sandy place.
Yeah.
Any change there now as we move back and forth?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's Earth. Not on Earth. I know that.
All right. Be near Earth.
Mm-hmm.
Sandy place.
Mm-hmm.
Phoenix.
Mm-hmm.
Sandy place.
Mm-hmm.
Phoenix?
Mm-hmm.
You mind if I call it the entrance point for Sandy Place?
No.
All right, entrance point.
Mm-hmm.
Earth?
Mm-hmm.
Entrance point?
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 Mm-hmm.
Is it changing any?
Well, I can locate it better.
You can?
Mm-hmm.
Well, good. Long way from away from here? Long way away from Earth?
Yeah, it's pretty far from Earth.
Pretty far, huh? Is the terrain changing any as you move back and forth? Does it look any different to you?
Some of it's solid and some of it's transparent.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. All right, be near Earth.
Yeah.
Entrance point.
Mm-hmm.
Earth.
Yeah.
Entrance point.
Mm-hmm.
Earth.
Mm-hmm.
Entrance point.
Mm-hmm.
Earth.
Mm-hmm.
Entrance point. Yeah, something blow up?
No, I'm getting closer to it.
Okay, you're having difficulty getting closer to it before?
Mm-hmm.
All right, Earth.
Yeah.
Entrance point.
Mm-hmm.
Earth.
Mm-hmm.
Entrance point.
Yeah.
Earth.
Yeah.
Entrance point.
Mm-hmm.
Earth.
Yeah.
Entrance point.
Yeah,
Earth.
I'm in it. Or on it or something now.
All right. Is that easier? Is it more or less worrisome?
I can't see too much of it.
No? Well,
I seem to be in it rather than on it.
Okay, we'll mark up 8 anchor points and pull them in on yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Many times now. How's that? Make you feel better?
It feels good, yeah.
All right, be near Earth.
Mm-hmm.
Entrance point.
Mm-hmm.
Earth.
Mm-hmm.
Entrance point.
Mm-hmm.
Earth.
Yeah.
Entrance point.
Mm-hmm.
Earth.
Mm-hmm.
Entrance point. How about that?
I'm stuck in it.
You stuck good?
Yes, I am.
Huh? Didn't you move to Earth last time?
Yes.
All right, move to Earth again. Did you?
Well, no. I got away, no.
All right, be near Earth.
Yeah.
Be near the entrance point now.
All right.
All right, now stick yourself there real good. Just mire yourself down, but thoroughly. Do that with great ease.
Yeah, this transparent part, it's something. It isn't just transparent.
All right, got yourself mired there real good?
Mm-hmm.
All right, now be near it. Make it okay?
Yeah.
All right. Be in that entrance point again.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Transparent point. Take a look at it real good. Mire yourself down real hard. Chew yourself in there real thoroughly.
Mm-hmm.
You do that real good?
Mm-hmm.
Now be near Earth.
Mm-hmm.
Entrance point.
Mm-hmm.
Earth.
Mm-hmm.
Entrance point.
Mm-hmm.
Earth.
Mm-hmm.
Entrance point.
Mm-hmm.
Earth.
Mm-hmm.
Entrance point. Got that?
Yeah.
Earth.
Mm-hmm.
Entrance point. All right, now mire yourself down real good there at the entrance point again. Just get yourself nailed down thoroughly. Get it to really wrap you up and roll you into it.
Mm-hmm.
You do that real good?
Yeah.
Oh, bog yourself down worse than that.
Yeah.
All right, now be near it.
Okay.
All right. What'd you do? Did I have some time to get out of that?
I did a good job on that one.
Oh, well, good. Now be back there at the entrance point again and just smear yourself. Really mire yourself down, but very, very well. Did you get it?
Yeah.
All right. Be near Earth.
Mm-hmm.
You getting out of that much more easily now?
Yeah. It's like just a series of postulates, and I just unlatch them.
Well, what do you know? Do you know that for sure?
Yeah.
Well, all right. I'll be near the entrance point, and then be in it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now bog yourself down thoroughly.
Mm-hmm.
Be near Earth.
Mm-hmm.
Entrance point.
Mm-hmm.
Earth.
Mm-hmm.
Entrance point.
Mm-hmm.
Earth.
Mm-hmm.
Entrance point.
Mm-hmm.
Earth. Getting out and into that entrance point much more easily now.
Mm-hmm.
Anything wrong with it?
No.
Sound Alpha, what's the matter?
No, it's all right.
It's all right. All right. Now let's take a little more grand tour here. Son.
Mm-hmm.
Moon.
Mm-hmm.
Mars.
Mm-hmm.
Earth.
Mm-hmm.
Sun.
Mm-hmm.
Mars.
Mm-hmm.
Moon.
Mm-hmm.
Earth.
Mm-hmm.
Sun.
Mm-hmm.
Moon.
Mm-hmm.
Mars.
Mm-hmm.
Earth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I feel out.
All right.
All right, now just be up above Earth a little ways.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now let go all holds and see whether or not you fall.
No.
You don't?
Mm-mm.
Does that make you feel more comfortable?
Mm-hmm.
How's that seem to you?
It's very nice.
Feel more relaxed?
Very nice.
That's a boy. All right, now, where we are there. Let's do a little bit of straight wire on something. Now, what kind of effort wouldn't you mind experiencing?
Well, what I'm doing, I wouldn't mind the effort of moving toward planets or moving away from them.
Well, good. Get some more efforts that you wouldn't mind experiencing.
I wouldn't mind the effort of moving a few meteorites around.
Okay. Some more.
I wouldn't mind the effort of simply moving around.
Well, all right. Now, what kind of effort wouldn't you mind somebody else experiencing?
Oh, I wouldn't mind them experiencing the same thing.
Good. Now, what wouldn't you mind somebody else doing for you now?
isn't much they can do. I wouldn't mind if they did anything. It doesn't seem to be much they could do.
Well, what could they do for you?
I seem to be kind of self-sufficient. I don't know what they could do for me.
Well, fine. All right. Now, what kind of a body wouldn't you mind running around?
Oh. A human body or one of an animal?
Mm-hmm. Which would be best, an animal, human, what?
A human body.
Okay. Now, what kind of a demon wouldn't you mind pushing around?
Oh. let's see, that's a big one. A demon.
Mm-hmm.
Means nothing. I don't know what a demon is.
Oh, something that would bedevil people or scare them or do mean things to them.
Well, I can make one and push it around.
You could make one, huh?
Yeah.
Would that be fun?
Oh, yeah, it would be fun to scare people.
Okay, all right. Now, what kind of a body would you just simply hate to get trapped in forever?
Can't find any. Because I'd have to assume that I could be trapped in one forever. And I can't quite buy that.
Well, make the postulate. Just mock up a body and get into it and make the postulate you're trapped in there forever now.
Yeah.
Got that real good?
Yeah.
All right, now unmake the postulate.
Yeah.
Now make it again.
Yeah.
Unmake it.
Yeah.
Make it again.
Yeah.
Now make the postulate there real solidly and then struggle to get out.
It's funny.
Well, struggle harder to get out.
Well, all right. I don't mind playing a game with myself.
All right. All right. Now unmake the postulate.
Yeah.
Okay. Now be above Phoenix. Do what you please with that mock-up.
Mm-hmm.
Be above Phoenix.
All right.
All right. Now let's listen to something.
Mm-hmm.
I smell something.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now let's see a color.
Yeah, I saw the color the same time I heard something.
Oh, you did? Mm-hmm. Simultaneously.
Mm-hmm.
Let's hear something else and see if a color turns up.
Well, it was... There's a flag on top of the post office, and I listened to it whipping in the air.
Well, good. Now let's look at Phoenix and look straight through Phoenix, clear out into space on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
Do that easily?
Not easily, but I did it.
Well, let's do it. Now let's look at Phoenix.
Mm-hmm.
Look through Phoenix.
Mm-hmm.
Look at Phoenix.
Mm-hmm.
Look through Phoenix.
Mm-hmm.
Look at it.
Mm-hmm.
Look through it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now be down on the street somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Sit on top of a car.
Mm-hmm.
Is it moving?
No, it's parked.
All right, let's sit on top of a moving car.
Mm-hmm.
Just sit there. How's it seem to you?
All right.
Must be behind the driver's head.
Yeah.
Move into the driver's head.
Mm-hmm.
Look through his eyes.
He doesn't see very well.
All right, let's move out alongside of him and look through the windshield.
Yeah.
Move into his head and look through his eyes.
Mm-hmm.
All right, be outside the car.
Mm-hmm.
All right, go sit on the front bumper.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, car still moving?
Mm-hmm.
All right, now sit on a hubcap while it's rotating.
Mm-hmm.
How's that seem?
Well, it just revolves around me.
It does, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, how about getting on the tire tread? I'm going to run over to you a few times.
Mm-hmm.
Can you do that?
Yeah, that's fun.
Okay. All right. Be above the car.
Mm-hmm.
Now, reach through the roof and pat the driver on the head.
Mm-hmm.
How'd that seem?
All right.
Mm-hmm.
He has a hat on. I reached through the hat, too.
All right. Pat him on the head real good now.
Mm-hmm.
This doesn't disturb him any, does it?
Yes, I'm afraid it does.
Oh, well, you did pat him on the head. Well, fine. That was all I was trying to find out. Disturbed him, huh?
Yes.
Well, pat him on the head a few more times. Give him the ID. He's a nice fellow.
I can't make it that gentle.
Well, tell him what you can.
Yeah, okay. I patted him on the shoulder instead.
All right. Well, good enough. Good enough. Now, let's be up above 616 North 3rd Street.
Yeah.
Okay, you there?
Mm-hmm.
How you feel?
Good.
Feel real good?
Wonderful.
Well, excellent. Now, be where you please.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you please?
Behind the body.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Now, let's get the idea of the body reaching out and snapping you into it and holding on to you forever.
Yeah.
You in it?
Mm-hmm.
You'll be outside of it again.
Mm-hmm.
Get the body holding on to you now.
Yeah, well, I'm doing this.
Oh, well, all right. Be outside the body.
The body can't do that to me.
All right. Be outside of it.
Yeah.
How you feel?
Good.
Feel real good?
Wonderful.
Pat your own body on the head now and say, nice body.
Mm-hmm.
How'd that feel?
That's weird.
Okay. You feel pretty good now?
Yeah, it's very good.
All right. Now, you comfortable where you are?
Yes.
All right. Well, be where you please.
Mm-hmm.
That's the end of session. Okay. That process, all I did, actually, although it apparently did a lot of other things, the reason why the process looked varied to you is I stayed in communication with Preclear, found out how he was getting along. This is a new and novel idea to auditors. And one, however, that varies with really standard processing. And all we did there was just a very little bit of change of space processing, which was from the entrance point of the Mesk universe to Earth. But all we really did was a grand tour in an effort to overcome his feeling of gravity. And this was the goal of the session, to overcome his feeling about gravity and have things pull up to him or him pull down to things every time he looked at them, which, of course, is gravity and is the effort involved in that, you see. Actually, you run the grand tour and exteriorization, interiorization of this character just to remedy gravity. And in addition to that, you work with the Preclear all you can in order to disabuse him of the idea that he can be called back any place or that other determinisms can yank him in against his own will. The other goal of the session was, of course, attained, is the fact that he is where he is because he postulates where he is. He's in the condition that he's in because he postulates he's in the condition that he's in. We reached that goal, and so that was a successful session.